Well, we get to the bottom of a song we're singing.
You gave me, pulled some out of nowhere I didn't know existed, a remake of a song done by a legendary singer from the 70s. I can't even believe there was a first version.
We getting some hot shower pan talk.
Hot concrete eroding talk.
Yep. And update on Stromer's love shed as well. First, there's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
What's up, everybody? It's All-Star and World Series champ Nick Swisher here, and I'm stoked to tell you about my new podcast, The Nick Swisher Show, right here on Podcast One. If you know me, you know I've worn a lot of hats in my career, and each one of them has had highs, lows, and a whole lot of learning in between. And that's exactly what I'm bringing to this podcast. You're going to get crazy interviews with athletes from their struggles to their successes and all their unbelievable superstitions along the way. You're going to hear from hometown heroes that are stepping up to the plate and making positive change and influences in their communities. I mean, we've got scientists, coaches, comedians. I'm telling you, whether you're an athlete, a parent, a coach, or just looking for a little energy in your life, then Home Plate is right here. It's old school soul with new school vibes. It's the Nick Swisher Show, coming soon wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice but to get it on.
Get it on.
Damn, yeah, man.
Been so good.
There's just, I don't know why, but now I spent a lot of time on construction sites with old foreman guys that were like Vietnam vets and stuff.
Yeah.
I just remember like they would say something like, I want that deck down solid. I want it screwed, glued, and tattooed. Like shit like that.
Yeah, that's right. Stuff that Louis Gossett Jr. may have said during Officer and a Gentleman.
Mm.
Remember that?
Or perhaps his even better movie. Shit.
Airwolf?
Not Airwolf.
No, that was the series with Jan. What was that guy's name? Jan Michael Vincent.
What was the one where the young protege pilot commandeered an Air Force fighter jet to go get his dad out of North Korea.
Yeah, that's right.
That one, what was that?
Was that Lou Gossett? Was he
in
there? He's in all of them. He's the one. Come on.
He was great.
Yeah.
Still is?
Yeah. Okay. I had a Vietnam vet guy on a site once, and he had what they call concussion teeth.
Uh-oh.
So what happens from all the years of pulling the cord, launching the cannon, you get these hairline fissures in your teeth. And literally, he said, like, he'd be sitting there smiling at his wife, and all of a sudden the tooth would just kind of go and, like, fall out of his mouth like dust.
Did you work a lot of construction sites that had a foreman?
No. It was more like jumping on jobs with friends who I had never met these specific guys, so they became new to me in the
basically
job.
Ty Pennington.
Basically.
In dolphin shorts. I had foremen.
Ty Dolphington.
And I had like nice foremen.
You did?
And I had mean foremen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the threat when you're on the nice one, was always like, I'm going to send you over to Stramat's job.
No,
if
don't.
You don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't. You tie those forms up, you're going to Stramat.
Right. Yeah. That was always the threat.
Yeah, most of the guys I was with that were new to me would be the guys that were really horrible and pathetic alcoholics, but they were fantastic framers. But you could only count on them for like 30% of the job, and then they'd go off on a bender. Those guys.
Gary, what is the Lou Gossett Jr. movie where he played Pappy, the senior pilot who then got the young protege.
Wasn't it called Night Minx?
It was like, there was some airplane.
Iron Eagle. Who was the kid?
There was Iron Eagle 1 and Iron Eagle 2.
It was a franchise.
There was Iron Eagle. There was Aces, Iron Eagle 3, and Iron Eagle on the Attack as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Three sequels.
Who was the kid in the first one?
Maybe in the first and the second, because I don't think he worked. I don't think he worked a lot.
I'm just going to throw up the cast because you guys will be able to figure it out better than me.
Lou Gossett.
Jason Gedrick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason, let me see it. Click on him so I can see the photo of this cat.
He went.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Flyboy Jason Gedrick.
The basic premise is I'm going to borrow this F-18.
And I know how to fly it from Dad.
I'm going to fly it into this North Korean prisoner of war camp, bail my dad out.
Yeah.
And then we'll both jump in the plane.
That's
on
right.
IMDb, it says, a young pilot plans a rescue mission when his father, an Air Force colonel, is shot down over enemy territory and captured.
Listen to the excitement in Gary when he reads that. Look at that.
He's
going to
borrow a Tomcat.
Yeah.
He's going to fly it from a U.S. base in Germany,
but
Ramstein or something. And he's going to land it in North Korea, jump out. You know, dodge gunfire and whatnot.
Yeah. But how do they understand?
Refuel, possibly, and then get his dad, and then was going to take off back
and then
to
think,
American airspace.
I think
airspace.
There was that moment where he got his dad, and he went, you know, you want to drive? And he was like, be my guest. It was like one of those things.
I am watching the shit out of this movie.
Oh, my God.
I'm reading the synopsis. This is fantastic.
Hey, how did they write in the script that the kid knew how to fly a Tomcat? What was the workaround? Because how do you do that?
His dad was an Air Force colonel.
That's a good point.
You know, my son, the master carpenter.
No, my son, the ballroom dance teacher.
Yes. That's how it works. It's in the blood, dude.
Yeah, it is. It's hot.
You instinctively know how to fly one of those Tomcats. Yeah,
of course you do.
From birth.
I dream about it, don't I?
It's your birthright.
It's my placental fluid.
That's right. He was a pilot, and I think...
It's not North Korea. It's a fictional Arab state, because this was back when you could do that.
Yeah. You just make
I noticed they used a fictional state in the last Tom Cruise vehicle, the remake. No one knew quite who they were either.
Yeah. That's the New World Order. You know what changed all that?
Huh.
What kind of started to change it?
That's when the world went soft, but go ahead.
Johnny Quest.
Oh.
Johnny Quest, it was unclear who they were fighting in Johnny Quest. They had a weird nationality that was sort of Asian, but it wasn't Japanese or Chinese, and it had some Moroccan in it and stuff like that. It was just unclear.
That's
little
true.
Middle Eastern.
That's right.
They just did a sort of generic brown person with weird eyes who they could fight against. Because when they made Johnny Quest, we weren't in World War II. We weren't in World War I.
No.
We weren't in Korea. We didn't really know where
we
were.
But we had Haji.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
He rode that camel standing up, bro.
Damn right.
And Bandit. Oh, yeah. All right, what are you working on, Stromer?
Oh, man, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing this new structure in my house, and I'm going to – I think we talked about it before, but I'm going to add a quote-unquote storage shed, but put Fleetwood windows in it, make it super beautiful mod, side it with reclaimed siding.
Is Fleetwood a brand?
Yeah, that's that brand that's like super mod, thin metal edges, right? So it's a very modern kind of window.
Do you case it out?
No, you just make it all dry, you know, right angles. You know, it's very mod. Right?
On the inside.
On the inside.
On the outside.
The outside, I'll just, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think you just come up to the lip. There's a little metal lip that you can dye to with your siding.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I'm doing that, and this is now going to become
reclaim siding.
Yeah, I'm going to get so it'll be mod. You know how you've seen the metal roofs and sort of the antique-y looking barn stuff, because I'm taking a barn and turning it into a guest house, and it's going to be this whole compound.
You Tyvek, no. Do you OSB the outside and then Tyvek it and then
good
go with
question.
The shit?
Really good question. Don't know. I'm getting
gonna
into
go
it
with
now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you go with the reclaim,
yeah.
you're going to have some margins.
Yeah.
And you don't want that white Tyvek
no,
showing through the
right.
margins.
You're so. Right. So maybe paper. Let me show you my photographic rendition of what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
That feel.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, reclaimed
right?
vertical.
So the one on the right
yeah.
is what I'm building. I already mm-hmm. have the one on the left, which is an old barn that's
vertical,
already on the property.
Reclaim wood, yeah.
Right. You mm-hmm. see that vibe?
And
yeah, then, and then,
it looks
good. If you go to aceontheroof.com, you can see the picture.
Yeah, that's
Trump
right.
is about to text it to
I'm
going to
text it to you now.
Yeah, I would... Yeah, maybe you want to wrap it in felt or tar or something like
I think
like
so, because you're right about that. You'll see knot holes and stuff, and you don't want to see white Tyvek poking through that, dude.
Well, you're also just going to have some gaps.
Yeah, that's right.
It's reclaimed. It's
right.
not TNG.
It's nothing
yeah.
that you want to put on, but
I
my
mean,
wife
I
wants
guess,
it.
I guess you could take Tyvek and just roll it out with some flat black primer or something,
yeah,
although
that might
I never
work.
Really heard of that, but I bet you could. I mean,
yeah, I'm not sure. That's a very, I hadn't even thought of that yet, which is why I'm so grateful that I'm here with you now, because that's a very good idea.
Gary, do they make Tyvek house wrap in black or matte?
Or gray. This is going to be sort of like grayed
whatever.
Out. Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is you don't need to match the siding. You just need it to go away in the shadows.
So then maybe just what? Like a thin layer of... I can't just do raw plywood. No. What do you do?
I think you frame it.
Yeah.
At a 2x4, I guess, or maybe 2x6, depending
four,
on
yeah.
your insulation
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
And then I guess you skin it with OSB.
Yeah.
You do shear wall with OSB.
Yeah.
It doesn't really need it structurally, but I would because – You have, well, first off, you're going vertical.
I am,
So
yeah.
you're going to be dropping shit in bays.
That's right.
So you're not really going to be able to get on a nailing schedule.
No.
So, and unless you put some kind of runners or something
yeah.
on there. I it's not a very big structure.
No.
You could skin it with OSB pretty easily, nail it off, wrap it with something, flat black it.
Yeah.
And then the world is your oyster because
right.
you're putting on lightweight wood with stainless steel, whatever's,
correct.
And as long as there's half inch to bite into, that's
right.
good enough, non-bearing,
yeah.
non-structural.
Right.
You know,
then I don't have to find anything but that.
Yeah,
I would
do it that way,
okay.
And then you have to kind of figure out how you're going to do your outside corners. Like, are
yeah.
you going to...
It's a great question. I haven't even gotten there yet.
I pose a lot of great questions.
That I'm probably relieved now that you have so I can think about it.
Well, you could.
Because I love running into shit half-assed and then, oh,
well,
I should have done that.
You could, you know, either do a kind of overlap butt.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd want to do a 45.
No.
That's going to be a bad seam. It's going to get wet. It's going to expand. It's going to be hard.
Or do one piece of trim on that side
yeah.
that it butts into on
yeah.
that side. I could, I guess.
1x4
or something.
I think, I don't know. Yeah, I think you'd end up doing maybe two pieces of trim and you'd still be looking at the butt end. I mean, you'd still be, I feel like you do a cap.
Yeah.
You'd mill something at 3 inches,
yeah.
and you'd mill the other thing at 2.25.
Right.
And you'd just overlap it, and
so
it'd
it
be 3 inches
yeah.
and 3 inches,
yeah.
and you just kind of cap it that
That's
way.
A great idea.
All right.
That's what I'll do.
Dominic, 39, from Jupiter, Florida, has a leak in a shower pan. Oh.
According to my young daughter, boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider, and girls go to Venus to get...
Dominic?
Yeah, that's accurate. That's accurate.
39, Jupiter, Florida. What's going on?
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy.
Yeah, so I was in the shower wall butts up to the my closet, and all of a sudden I was looking at my closet, and all the shit on the floor was wet.
Oh, boy. Hmm.
So I tore out the floor tile.
Uh-huh.
The threshold tile.
Hold on.
And I went up about a foot. Go ahead.
In the shower pan.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I've demoed it out. Mm-hmm. My first problem was I did the shower, so this is on me. Mm-hmm. I put the pan down flat, the gray rubber, the rubber pan. And I went up pretty good on the wall, but I put it flat down, and then I floated the concrete over the pan. And what happened was the pressure, when I tore it all out, the weight of the concrete had broken the pan all along the perimeter of the the shower. That's why it was leaking.
Yeah, but, all right, hold on. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You took your rubberized
like pastel
pan,
liner or something like that. Yeah,
and when you rolled it up to go vertical a foot on the wall, there's a little gap where it made the turn. It wasn't tucked in completely tight
to that
90.
Or the blocking wasn't square on the bottom.
Well, there was probably when you turned it up.
Yeah.
You probably could have taken your finger maybe and pushed it down a little bit. And then when you put what you're saying is concrete, but I'm thinking it's cement.
Yeah.
On it, the
cement,
weight
yeah.
of it ripped it all the way along the perimeter.
Correct.
Yeah.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Are you guys using – so I'm going to redo this. I've already got it demoed. And I'm going to float the pitch towards the drain first. Then I'm going to put the pan down on top of that. And I'm going to run it up the wall.
Yeah.
Are you guys going back over? And what's your take on Red Guard? Because –
It's not a shower pan. Stuff. That ain't a shower pan, dude. That's only
kind of the vertical stuff.
Yeah,
you know, up high.
I would pay a guy to come in for $165 and hot mop it once you
don't
get,
mind a guy smoking.
Yeah.
In your closet while he's hot mopping.
Yeah, that's right.
They like tar, man. Those
hot
people.
Hot mopping.
Also, I'm not an expert in shower pans, but I know something about them.
Yeah.
You said you're going to put the pan on top of the slope. I think you put the slope on top of the pan.
Sometimes,
right?
Well, they have you first do a slope of something, either sand or mud or whatever.
Mix.
And then
yeah.
do your shower pan and then slope above the shower pan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dominic, look. I know everyone wants to do everything themselves and this, that, and the other, and the tar is as old as man and beast has lived on this planet. It seems so antiquated because it's what grandma did.
You still got it right over here in the
La Brea.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can you just
how do you
travel
talk when
with
I'm not around?
You travel with me like one of those marionette dolls.
No, I shot a movie scene at the La Brea Tar Pit, so I know it well. But my point is this: it seems old as time, and it is, but it fucking works.
Yes, it does.
And those guys are good at what they do, and it takes them an hour and a half.
And that pan will not leak on you.
Not in your lifetime.
And then from there, you do wire. You can literally tap it into the tar the next day to form it around the curb and up 12 inches so that it doesn't poke out away from the tar. You just gently tap it, and it sticks into the tar.
Mm-hmm.
Then you float onto that.
Cement. Wow, I've never heard of this or seen this tar for the pan.
You've never heard of a hot mopper, huh?
Well, I'm a roofer, so I've heard of a hot mopper, but not inside.
They're
no.
basically just doing like it's like a deck when they do a hot mop on a deck. It's exactly the same thing.
No shit.
Yeah,
they don't cost that much.
It'll be $165 at the most.
It smells. It's bulletproof.
Yeah, smells like money.
It's also nice because you're like, man, I'm glad I don't have that job.
Yep.
You have to invite a few of those guys by every once in a while just to recalibrate.
Those are guys that don't have thumbs, you know, and smoke.
They
smoke through their trach tubes.
Drag that kettle behind their beat up old pickup truck and get a 5-gallon bucket. And
we're busy, so maybe I will sub this out to the trades.
If you just punch in, you know, hot moppers in your area, you'll find.
You'll get 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
Okay, and then hey, what was your football player buddy's name sucking on my Michael Jackson song? What was that?
Oh, Lonzo
from
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lonzo!
Sucking on my big dick.
I was cracking up last week. Did we find him? I don't think we would hit on. It would be Lonzo sucking my big dick.
Yeah. You guys had me rolling last weekend.
Essentially, it is... Today, it would be a hate crime.
Of course.
I would be expelled and possibly incarcerated.
Right. You would be incarcerated.
It would be a fucking hate
crime.
They
would trade you for Griner.
Oh, man. I could see the ladies
of
the view.
I love you guys. Thanks for the advice.
Thank you. God damn.
It's a hate crime.
It was a white guy can't yell at a black guy every time he walked past him on the sign.
You can't do it.
Lonzo, sucking my big dick. Yeah. I can't figure out his last name, though. That's my problem.
Gary will have all of the Christmas holiday to figure this out in a trench coat at night, just stalking people.
We couldn't find
him. Yeah, I won't be outside your house at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there anything online, a North Hollywood yearbook from 81?
It's miraculous 80? How hard it is to go with Lonzo's last name, 1981 North Hollywood High.
After the hazing, I think Lonzo maybe took his own life.
You know what? You got to go 80. That's the year.
Yeah.
That's the year we were.
That's the problem. We only have the 81 yearbook.
And there's nothing online with the B football team.
Is the high school still there?
Post that shit.
Is the high school? Well, then I think we better go pay a visit.
There's a plaque in front of it with my name and Lonzo's name. It says, "Here, Lonzo, suck my big dick."
Was it Alonzo?
Like it was Alonzo. Yeah. We just went with Lonzo.
Well, that's because he knows how to fit a lyric into some groove.
And also, Alonzo. No, it's not second, good. Lonzo no. Yeah, sounds better.
It's better.
It's just smoother.
It's harder.
I did the Masked Singer. You have to make these songs your own.
Of course you do.
You know what I mean? That's what I did with Lonzo.
I have a North Hollywood High class list, 1980 alumni list, but neither you nor anyone named Alonzo is on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been graduating class.
So now
you got to go graduating 81, although Lonzo may have got...
Yeah, we dug through the 81 yearbook. Lonzo's not...
No, so he went back to South Central, probably an emotional heap, and never came back to North Hollywood High.
Remember the guy that was the assistant to the Beltway shooter? That was Lonzo.
Oh, yeah. The assistant. Malvo, I think his
That's
name
right.
was.
Yeah.
Malvo. Sucking
wait. That guy's good with a long rifle. Maybe when he gets out.
You don't want to do this right now. You're right. He could be paroled by now.
That's right.
All right. Let's see. Let me talk to line three. We'll talk to Mark. Marcus. Sucking my big dick. Let's do that with all the callers.
Hi, guys.
From henceforth. From this day forth. Stroma.
College Station, Texas.
What's going on, Marcus?
Oh, not much. How are you doing? Nice to Stromer.
Hey! What's going on? Hold on.
Hey.
Stromer! Sucking my big dick.
That works well. That's smooth. That's right. Yeah.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Not the first time I've heard.
I'm glad y'all are spreading that around.
It's good.
We wanted to hit the internet for the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, bump Mariah off the top of the chart.
Ace, how bad do we want this? I think I might be able to buy it.
Oh, I need one anyway.
Get it
Let's
anyway.
Buy it.
All right. Hey, what's the big football powerhouse in College Station, Texas? What is it?
Texas A&M.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
What do you got, Marcus?
Okay, I got a house built 2006 brick house, 3,400 square feet. The problem I'm having is on a couple of corners under where the brick meets the foundation. The corners of the foundation have crumbled away from the brick. I mean, it's not structural. But I guess you would call it repoint that or whatever, and just make it look better so it doesn't look like it just doesn't look good.
You don't think it's structural?
Yeah, it's been inspected. The guy just said it's. He didn't give me any advice on how to repair it, but I was just looking for some ideas.
Is it poured concrete, or is it a facade that's like applied, like stucco over the old form stuff?
It's poured.
So it's one monolithic, one piece.
Correct.
Do you have a crawl space or basement?
No, there's really not. There's not hardly any basements in this part of the world.
Is it a raised foundation?
No, it's just a standard slab.
It's a slab, so there's no crawl space, no nothing. So the footing, correct. The footing is cracked, but that does seem structural to me. But I'll take the guy's word for it.
And does it end up being like a place where water gets to when there's drainage on the property or anything, or from the roof, or no?
Well, actually, it's just on the very corner of two corners of the foundation where it's just crumbled away under the brick about 3 inches in, just on the corners.
And there's no plumbing in there that you know of that could be leaking over a long period of time?
No, the inspector said that it looked to him like it possibly was from an expansion joint in the brick.
Expansion joint in the brick.
That what? Then let water in somehow?
The brick's a facade, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, look, they make plenty of products now. Back in the day, if you chased a crack out, you might get a die grinder with a carborundum something and chase it out and then blow it out and then repack it, tuck trowel, whatever. They make epoxy-based stuff now. It never looks perfect, but it kind of makes it go away. It doesn't really wink at you. I would say that, you know, the key to victory is everything's got to be super clean and super dry. You know, take like a wire brush and hit all the cracks real good, blow it out real good, maybe pressure wash. Really make it clean and dry, and then you can go with some epoxy-based shit. But keep in mind, that stuff drips.
Yeah.
So you have to really kind of keep after it. Or you could go with some
concrete glue and once you clean it out and dry it, do concrete glue and then throw a layer of mortar over the top of it, maybe smooth it out, try and match it.
Yeah. Yeah, they make a lot of stuff out there now. And if it's non-structural and it's just aesthetic, then you'll be fine. But just like I said,
but the key is get rid of all the powdery lime stuff that's showing up all the time, because that's what's not going to stick to anything. So make sure that's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, wire brush it real well, blow it out real well.
And if you want, pressure wash it, like to Adam's point.
If you want, but then it's got to dry.
Dry for a couple of months.
Yeah, a couple months?
I would.
All right. Well, I wouldn't pressure wash it. I'd wire brush the shit out of it and get some compressed air.
Yeah.
Blow it out real good. And then I would just find some product that was for chasing cracks and patch and stuff and do it in there. But again,
chasing cracks, that used to be your nickname in college,
right?
Didn't it?
Yeah, only I went to college. And remember, getting the epoxy and shooting it in there is great, but it will drip.
Yeah.
It's not going to stay put.
No.
So keep that in mind.
Tape off the brick or the foundation with paper and, you know, the stucco tape, which is red, that'll stick to masonry, and then you won't get it all screwed up.
Hey, that sounds good.
Thanks, Marcus. Now, who's our next caller?
I don't know. Cody.
What would it sound like in the form of a song?
Cody, sucking my big dick.
Cody?
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Hi, Cody.
Hey, guys. You know, I'm just letting you know I'm a total rookie when it comes to the whole handyman thing. I haven't even graduated to, like, basic apprentice. I don't even know what a, you know, tape measure is. But
we would call you a glorified goomper.
Yep.
Glorified goomper. Yeah, that's me. Thank you. That's appreciate that.
Sounds, but I just a little... You know, we take a musical theme.
Of course we do.
You know, there's a song called Handyman.
I'm your handyman.
You remember the James Taylor version of it.
Yeah, what's yours? What are
but
you going
do you remember the original?
No.
The original is nothing like the James Taylor one. And he says, I don't even know what a slide ruler is for.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it what I do? No, no. Oh, that's Wonderful World. Yeah. Sorry. That's not tape measure.
Yeah.
Handyman.
Yeah.
Handyman, there's a James Taylor version,
yeah,
which Gary will play us, yeah, 30 seconds of.
Yeah.
And then there's the original version,
no,
which sounds like a comedy 50s doo-wop version of James Taylor.
Really?
Except for that song came first.
I had no idea.
Come on,
I didn't know. I did not know this thing.
Cody, you hip to either version of the Handyman?
Wow. I'm learning so much right now, you guys. I just,
what's the other version there, Ace?
I'm taking notes.
Original version of the Handyman. Or I'm your Handyman.
Yeah.
Hey, girls, gather around. Listen to what I'm thinking.
You know what I'm saying, Cody?
Yeah.
Huh?
Panty dropper.
Yeah. Digging it.
Even girls that wear two panties, they both come down.
He doesn't use a pencil or rule.
No.
I'm handy with love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts. I know I truly can.
If your broken heart needs repair. All right. That's the only version.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only version people know.
That's right. That's all
but
I know.
But that is a remake.
I did not know this.
There it is.
That's it? I had no idea.
Jimmy Jones.
That's amazing.
1860. Doesn't it sound like a crazy doo-wop version?
Yeah.
It goes into the falsetto. Here it is.
If your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things. You tell all your friends. They'll come right into me. Here is the main thing I want to say.
Hey!
I'm busy 24 hours.
There's a Whistler in there.
I know. All right, Gary. Original Handyman.
It's big, man.
Is there? Did I exaggerate at all?
You have continued to amaze me with that. You pull that out.
It's impressive, right?
It is impressive.
Cody?
I got to add that to my repertoire because, you know, the question was the people, you know, I work at a grocery store and I'm trying to help people take off their face coverings because they're hyperventilating, and I'm realizing I just got to get them to laugh because when you laugh so much, you got to take off your mask.
That's right.
And so I think uplifting humor and uplifting music, that's the key. But thanks for the tips. I got to learn that song, that Handyman. I love that, and it's going to help me graduate from being a glorified goober for sure, hopefully.
Yeah.
See, we help.
Thanks,
help
Cody. Yeah, I got a tabs at the DMV yesterday.
No!
Son. Watching him fail his written test.
Oh, my son failed two times.
Ugh.
Wait, three times. How many are you allowed?
I don't know.
He got it finally on the last one. Every time he would pull around the corner, I would just see him go in the car. And I'd be like, God!
That's the driving test. My son failed the written test. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
it's terrible.
They had the bitch behind the counter. Everyone behind the counter had to be masked up.
Yeah.
And they have that fucking piece of plexiglass hanging there.
Yeah.
And she was sitting and I was standing.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand a fucking word she was saying.
No.
I had no idea.
Between the plexi and the mask, there's no way you can.
She's like,
could
you tell me we need to sign a date of birth? Yeah. And she'd slide the thing to me and I'd go, what I just. Today's address?
Yeah.
Date of birth,
right.
Line three.
Right.
And I just, I felt like an asshole, but I had to keep going, what?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do what you do when you buy a bagel where you just go, yeah, all right, yeah, good day. You leave. She was telling me, you know, read line 11 and sign it, read line 13 and initial it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand the fucking word she was saying. Yes.
And you know, the best.
What I don't get is, everyone at the fucking Glendale DMV is wearing a mask who's sitting there, but there's 150 people standing in a pile of people that don't have a mask on. So what are we talking about here?
I don't know. But
we're
the best rendition of the idea of the DMV was the Michael Keaton movie where he was the crazy guy. What was that with?
Oh, where he stole the airplane and rescued his dad?
No, not that. That's not that. You know, the one where he's the haunted house with Alec Baldwin and remember?
Oh, yeah. That
Beetlejuice. Remember when he's sitting at the end in the eternity? That looked to me like the DMV with the guy with the little head. Yeah.
Well, now you know the original handyman.
I don't know, man. I'm beginning to think there's nothing original.
No, but can I say this?
Yeah.
When you do a remake, do not just remake the song.
No.
We already have one of those.
Figure a new angle on it.
Pick
right?
an angle.
Yeah, that's right.
Go the James Taylor on Handyman.
And, you know, he couldn't do that. He doesn't have that kind of voice, but the smooth sort of like that one worked.
Go Cat Stevens' version of Sam Cooke's Another Saturday Night.
No, don't tell me he did it.
He had a Calypso version.
Come on! With the puffy sleeves.
Cat Stevens?
You're kidding.
You know that song.
I had no idea.
Do you know it was a remake?
I did not.
Oh, Stromer.
Listen, I wasn't a cat.
You know the Sam version?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Of Another Saturday Night?
Of course I know.
But you don't know the Cat Stevens?
I don't care about the Cat Stevens version.
Well, I don't care about feminine hygiene, but I'm aware of Massengale, bitch.
Remember the FDS? No one uses it anymore. I used to walk by and see my mom spraying the FDS with down a leg the, up on the tub, bloomers. And I was like, what the hell's going on in there?
All right, I'm going to let Gary find this. I'm going to find the Cat Stevens version
I'd like
of
to
it.
Hear it.
Everyone knows the Sam.
And what's his name now? Musaf Talabia or something? What is it?
He's named after a fish. This is a take, an original take on Sam Cooke's R&B version.
Another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody.
It's festive.
Come on, Stromer.
It's festive.
Never heard it?
I did.
I knew.
Now that
I know what you know. You don't know what you know.
It's true.
I got in town a month ago.
Sucka, 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 sucka.
I can meet him, I can get him.
That's good. I like it.
That's how I'm in the state I'm in. Oh, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money that I just got paid. How I wish.
It's got those drums, those timbales.
It goes in a whole Latin vibe.
Yeah.
You guys know this version?
He had a sister.
You know the original version? No.
Not at all.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right? Says yes. Kids today.
Frankenstein.
Hey! Another Saturday night. And I ain't got nobody.
It's actually very good.
Festive Latin.
It's fun. Very good.
I know.
Yeah. Now I wish I had someone to talk to.
Goes into a whole horn thing.
Yeah.
I got Lonzo news.
Uh-oh.
What?
You found Lonzo news?
Lonzo news?
Mm-mm.
Gary is really something else talent wise. Oh my lord.
Yeah, that's Alonzo.
Alonzo Lloyd.
Alonzo
no!
Lloyd. Yep, that's him.
Where is he?
He'd be the
Stromer.
Black fella.
Sorry.
Be impressed with this. Shut the hell up.
I am. I'm impressed.
First off, it's all white chicks.
What's your social security number?
You've raised the bar, for God's sake.
It's a page of all white chicks. And then Alonzo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alonzo.
I knew it was out there
somewhere.
We've
got to find him, do a reunion show.
And you were a sophomore at this time? I can find your picture next.
I had to be a year older.
He's a junior.
A year under. Yeah.
Oh, so he was an upperclassman.
It was a year older than me.
All right.
Yeah. That looked like Alonzo.
Wow.
A nice fro going.
Yeah, man.
I hope he's still with us.
I do, too. I can't wait to meet him.
I forgot his last name, but yeah, Alonzo Lloyd.
Alonzo Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
There is an L.A. Metropolitan Area Construction Manager with that name and spelling on LinkedIn.
Oh, man.
Let's call
him.
Get him
in here for a guest
Get
shot.
Him on the horn.
All right, let me tell you guys about Meter while Gary does his legwork. Holidays are here, and we get to stuff our faces and shop, but there's a must-have tool you need to cook your meals and makes a perfect gift as well, Meter. smart meat thermometer. It's a perfect gift. I can't get it for anyone because they already have a meter, and they've had it since before they sponsored this show. Tracks the temperature of your meat and lets you know it's ready to come out of the oven or the air fryer or the smoker or off the grill. It's great because you plug it into the meat, you get the you get it on your smartphone, you got the app. Now you can go back inside and watch TV and crack a cold one, man.
Couldn't be better.
Guesswork. Or make a run to the Trader Joe's or whatever.
Take the guesswork out of the temperature of the meat, for crying out loud.
Oh, man. Monitor prime rib, chicken, smoked pork shoulder, all in the app. And it comes with a cloud service for limited range, so you could be in the store checking on your meat. It is an amazing piece of technology. Perfect tool for holiday cooking and the perfect gift. Right, Gary?
It's not too late to get your gifts. Head over to meter.com and shop the most wished for gift this season. That's M-E-A-T-E-R.com. Happy holidays and happy eating.
All right.
Let's take a look, sophomores.
So there's me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that kid. Such hope in his eyes.
Yeah.
That's hope to look into the future.
That's before it was all taken away. All taken away.
By Zorback.
That's right. My innocence. Stolen.
Right.
So I wonder,
a handsome kid. Look at you. Look at you. You know, come on. It translates. Look at you now. Dewey as hell.
Thank you.
Dewey. Jesus.
So I wonder if that next Lonzo, I'd be crazy if he was working with a construction.
Could you imagine?
Outfit. Oh, man.
Let's get him
we
in
have
here.
A reunion.
Gary, spend the entire holiday finding Lonzo.
I'm going to beat you up, Stromer.
I wasn't even. We were just on the B football team together. I wasn't even a friend of his.
Well, you could have a rekindled love affair with this guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, why not? Let's try.
Well, let's see. We got the group picture.
Who's that on the 81? Who's that guy?
Oh, that's another guy. I can't. Well, he can find it.
Is that Lonzo there at number 80?
Huskies gave it their
best
shot.
Yeah, they did. You guys
tried.
We
gave it our best shot.
This says B's sting offense. Is that what you guys called the B's, the B team?
The B team was the lower class team. I think that's the B. I think that's a picture of the B team in there.
Who wrote all that? Who's all that writing
Somebody
from?
Did up there. Yeah, that's the B team.
Let's, can you get me a close-up of Adam in his football garb? Let's take a look.
That's the B team.
Look at that coach on the far right. You know, he had some ladies at some point, didn't he?
Yeah, you got to open it. You got
Lonzo's in the third row. I know that. I'm looking for you still.
This is big.
Mm-hmm.
Is Lonzo 83?
No, Lonzo's 23.
Oh, 23.
You are in the fourth row.
Sorry.
Oh, I am.
It looks like on the end. I don't know which end.
I'm on the right end.
Look at him. Such hope in his eyes for the future.
Next to a guy with the biggest.
Who would have thought that guy right there would have the Guinness Book of World Records for downloadable podcasts?
Not anybody who coached me.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm next to.
Look at the size of that guy's fro. It's big. Takes up half the floor. Yeah.
You're next to Robert Brown.
Robert Brown had wheels, too, for days, man. Yeah. That guy was a speed demon.
Where is he, Gary?
He almost disappeared in that fro.
Gary, do you want to look for Robert Brown over
Robert
the Christmas
Brown's
break?
The one with the fro next to.
I know, but can you find him physically?
Yeah, he's right there in the.
During the holiday, I want him physically here, brought to my house. Brought to my house on the 25th.
Yeah, so Lonzo's right under me, pretty much on the. On
the 42-year-old yearbook store. Shut up.
There we are.
I wonder how many of those guys. How many of those guys are dead, do you think?
I think. Gary Smith, the coach. Gary Smith was the name of the coach.
Yeah.
If you wait a minute, there was a Gary Smith. No, that was another Mr. Smith. Yeah. Gary Smith was another football coach who was coaching the football team. He may have killed a lot of these guys before they graduated.
Yeah, that's right. Buried under the crawl space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chris, friend of the show, Chris Boehm, second
Chris
row.
Chris Boehm's on
there. Where? Let me see him.
He looks like second row, probably far right or far left.
Yeah.
Where's the Boehmer?
65
far
is
left.
On there.
Oh, my God. Go in on that, can you, Gary?
I can tell
that's
you
as far in as we can get.
For Christ.
That if I'll tell you who died 2 years after this picture was taken. That's number 80, Leonard Eshoo.
No, not the Eshoo.
And maybe Robert Caceres.
What happened to Leonard Eshoo?
This does say Coach Smith is in this picture.
Yeah, he's the coach on the right.
What happened to Eshoo?
Leonard and Robert Caceres were carpooling to CSUN in a Pinto station wagon. Got into an accident on the Freeway.
Terrible.
Pinned in, burnt alive.
No.
Yep.
What freeway?
18. They were on the
118
or 405, I think, heading out to.
That's terrible. That car was a nightmare, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For that kind of thing, accidents
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can verify two of them because I was in high school when they died.
Yeah, but the rest of them may be gone.
And I remember walking into my homeroom like the day they died, and everyone got the news.
Yeah.
And then I walked into the fucking homeroom.
Yeah.
And I looked around, and everyone was just sort of sitting there like rubbing their forehead, you know, staring down at their desk.
Yeah.
The teacher was, you know, holding back the tears and everything. And I just walked in, and I went, who died?
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, literally.
Really?
Like, yeah, two guys.
Oh, no.
Two guys from the football team.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Nicest dudes in the world.
Yeah.
And there's a haunting picture, Gary. Haunting from 81, from the yearbook you have.
Yeah.
In the football realm.
Yeah.
Robert Caceres was a tackle.
Yeah.
Leonard Eshoo was our kicker.
Yeah.
They didn't. You know, I was the long snapper.
Sure.
Didn't have much going on.
Right.
But there's a picture of them on the sideline from that year with their just arm around each
no.
other, just helmets off, just in pads, just
oh,
staring
man,
at the
that's
camera.
Terrible.
Oh, brutal.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary'll find it in the
Jeez.
I think it's in the next. It's in the next year. It's not.
I was going through my yearbook with my daughter a couple of weeks ago, and she was like, "What happened to that guy?" I was like, "Yeah, he got shanked in prison." How about that guy? Well, he died in a burglary attempt.
Yeah.
What about? And it was literally, like everybody's dead from some heinous crime.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
The gift of life.
Emmy, you got to know Sam Cooke's version of Another Saturday Night. Now, let me tell you fuckers something.
Yeah.
I have a higher batting average of telling people they know songs than
they
them
know.
When they go, I don't know that song. I've
yep.
never heard that song. I go, yes, you have. And you understand I have a higher batting
Not
average
only
than
that,
they have.
Yes, you have, and you're going to like it is what you say.
That's right.
Oh, I believe it. I'm the type of person that has to hear it, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I know that song.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you'll know that song. All right, Gary. Would have been the next year.
I've got it. Hold on, I'm just transferring.
Jeez, so he's good. He's like a CIA operative. That Gary.
It's haunting.
It's crazy.
Yeah. There they are.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, the helmets were on. Yeah, but you could see.
Oh, I had that helmet on the right with the little thing on the top.
The bike. Yeah. Or right L or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh,
it was fun.
Man.
One was number 70. The other was number one.
It's
somebody
terrible.
Just snapped a picture of them on the sideline during the game.
Jeez.
And a year later, gone.
Terrible.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah, sad.
Well, love to the family.
All right. On that happy note. Go out and do something this break.
Yeah.
Go get an orbital sander.
Yeah, make people feel like they're empowered with tools and trying stuff for the first time.
Or do what I do.
Yeah.
I walk around.
Yeah.
I get next to a construction site, and
yeah.
I hear a tool
yeah.
buzzing in the background, and
that's
I
right.
stop. And I go, is that a rotohammer? No. Is that
no.
a circular saw? Maybe.
Maybe.
Is it a high point saw? And I keep listening.
Yeah.
And I keep listening.
Yeah.
And I go verify with the horrified carpenter. That's what I do during the break. You know this one, Emmy?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Hell yeah.
Sorry.
This song's iconic.
Emmy, what the hell, man?
Emmy, this shit's been in 30 movies.
You're not white enough. This is Sam Cooke, sir.
Who's Sam Cooke?
God, Emmy!
Famous black
what?
Musician.
Not white enough? What the
fuck? What
the? The most soulful singer ever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Know how he went?
Huh? Airplane.
No.
Shot.
Yeah.
By a lady that was jealous.
Night clerk.
No.
At a bad, seedy hotel.
Shot him because he was black?
The Hacienda Motel in South Central Los Angeles.
Like he walked in and he accidentally shot him because he thought he was robbing?
He liked the ladies.
Uh-huh.
Sam did.
Yeah.
You know, us white guys. Amy. Sam liked the ladies.
Yeah.
Sam used to travel around with a lot of cash and flash it around
sure,
a little bit.
Sure.
went out to a nightclub with like Jewish record manager guy or whatever, and his wife.
Yeah.
She, they were saying like, "Put the fucking cash away, Sam." You know, some sort of lady of the night sidled up to him. You know,
the Black Widow.
They, you know, hey, he had a few pops.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, she's like, "Yeah, when we go back to your place, you know, staying over at the Hi Ho Motel."
Yeah.
Took the chick back. You know, they had some fun in the room. At like some point, she may have grabbed a stash of cash and taken off.
Yeah.
He like runs down to the night, you know, the night whatever. Like, I don't know, naked or in his underpants or something. She, the fucking night clerk woman shoots him dead. This shoots Sam Cooke dead.
This is where you have to say to yourself, as the great Sally Stromer always told me, is the screwing you're getting worth the screwing you're getting?
Yes.
It sounds like a terrible Saturday night.
I know. The worst. I wonder if it took place on a Saturday night.
It's terrible, man.
Now we got to find out if that was a Saturday night.
Did they
night.
Ever catch the lady?
Yeah. What happened is the woman that shot him, they think was kind of more kind of the madam.
Really?
She was kind of... Oh, Friday, too bad.
Oh, madam.
Oh, but Friday after midnight?
Wait, she was the madam. She was the madam of the prostituta?
She was like kind of ran the ring, you know, where the ladies would bring the thing back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And she's like a middle-aged black woman, and she, you know, and this is the 60s, early, you know, 69, LAPD. It's like, black guy got shot in a motel.
Right.
Like, and people are like, that's Sam Cooke. And there are people, it was like Emmy's grandfather's. Like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Sure.
Like, I don't care. All I know is we're in South Central. So we got a black guy got shot with a prostitute.
Right.
And what do you want us to do about it?
Right.
Brought her in. They had a trial.
Yeah.
And she was like strangely unrepentant. You know, she just kind of sat there and went like, nah, shot him. Nah. And it was sort of like, well, did he lunge at you or did he? And she's like, I think the prostitute may have like run down and hid in the manager's office or thrown the bag of money behind the thing. And like Sam's like, let me in there. Like he wanted his money back.
Yeah.
And she just popped him.
So it was what? What are we, second degree murder? What are we calling this?
She got off.
She got off?
She got justifiable homicide.
And what's that end up being sentence wise?
I don't think she did any time.
No.
Justifiable.
Really?
Yeah. And if you see a picture of that lady, he's like, she was a hard woman. And she didn't make any bones about it.
Probably wasn't the first time she shot somebody.
No, but they never really totally figured the whole thing out. But the working premise is she was kind of the madam who ran the motel, and she didn't seem to care.
Wait, where is she?
She didn't seem to care much. That
who's that?
That's Alonzo.
Really?
No, an idiot.
I was like, wait, what?
All right, we're going home, Strom.
No, I can't bring that back. It horrified me, that photo.
She killed. Sorry, Emmy, but she killed one of the premier R&B singers of our generation.
Terrible.
Didn't do a second in time. No. All right. Tonight, I'm going to be in Tempe at the Tempe Improv doing a couple of shows, or doing it tonight, a couple of shows. We got a podcast early and a stand-up show late, so come on out and say hi. I'll hang out after the show and say hi. Let's go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows and check out me and John Popper. We got shows coming up, too. I think you're going to like that.
Yeah.
Go to adamcarolla.com for that. Have a good Christmas.
You
Merry
too,
New
man.
Year.
Happy New Year to you and your family. And
right
Gary.
Back at you.
Gary, can't wait to see all that Lonzo stuff on my desk
by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico Easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows, available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.